News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, Money News of the Week. Chris Parker at Parker Wealth Management checks in. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
All right, let me get to it. Milestone this week, Dow Jones Industrial Average trading above and one day even closed above 26,000. Your take?
That's pretty amazing, Bill. When you think back to Election Day 2016, the Dow was at 18,000. A year after the election, the Dow was at 23,500. It hit 24, Bill, last November the 30th. It hit 25 just a few weeks ago on January the 4th. And, of course, we get a record trading high of 26,000 this Wednesday on the 17th of January. 8,000 points in just 14 months. What's the reason? It doesn't matter whether you're a fan or a critic of the president, but the market's all-time highs, it's because of Donald J. Trump.
Chris, the Federal Reserve's beige book of the year out a couple of days ago. You went through this. What's it mean to us?
Bill, well, this is, you know, the Federal Reserve puts out the beige book where they separate the country into 12 regions or districts, if you will, and they give us a reading about every 6 to 7 weeks, 8 times a year. This is the first one of the year, and what they basically said was that the economy from late November through the end of 2017, 11 of the 12 districts were all operating at a modest or moderate pace. One of those districts, Dallas, said that their economy was actually robust. The Cleveland district, moving at a moderate pace. A couple of quick highlights. Labor markets continue to tighten within the region. There happens to be some increase in wage pressures in attracting and retaining lower-skilled jobs, if you will. Some manufacturers and professional service providers have tried to raise prices, but they've gotten some real pushback while trying to do that. Retailers for the early part of the holiday season saw higher-than-expected sales, Bill, and it was interesting. One note they had in there, one retail chain was purposely trying to get people to order online but pick up at their brick-and-mortar store, and when people were doing that, they found that sales within the store actually picked up as well. So in terms of the overall impact for the Cleveland region, Bill, we're operating at a moderate pace, pretty solid so far at the first part of the year.
Washington funding the government, Chris. There's talk, of course, of a shutdown, no matter if it's a short-term or a longer short-term deal. If something like this were actually to happen, how would it impact the markets, you think?
Now, that's a great question, Bill. We have to go back to August of 2011, the last shutdown, if you will, to actually see what happened. In the 2 weeks' time from the high of the market to the low of when the shutdown actually occurred, there was a 15% drop in market levels. So in today's numbers, what would that mean? It would mean we'd see the Dow drop about 4,000 points in just 2 weeks. But do remember that the impact normally is pretty short. Markets usually rebound. But in that moment of volatility, it can certainly get our attention.
On Money News, Chris Parker at Parker Wealth Management. All right, the Bitcoin topic for the week. It was in your top 10 of last year news stories. It made news again this week. Looks like a bumpy ride for whatever this thing is.
Boy, Bill, if you are trading in Bitcoin, it is, it's definitely a roller coaster. A year ago, you could have purchased Bitcoin for $1,000. Last month when we talked about it, Bill, it was around $20,000. Just this week, it went to as low as $9,200, trading around $12,000. The one thing that you can say if you're trading in Bitcoin, just make sure you have your own assets with you at all times.
I know Scooter got in at $20,000, so he's really watching this very carefully. But not on your advice, of course.
I appreciate that.
Chris Parker, Wealth Advisor, Parker Wealth Management. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Security America Advisors, Inc. Parker Wealth Management and Securities America are unaffiliated. Chris Parker. Chris, thanks, pal.
Have a great day.